I want to focus on one phrase in particular from the second reading from St. Paul today. And he says, we walk by faith and not by sight. Which means that our perception of reality, of the things around us, and our understanding of the very purpose for which we exist, and the end for which we are created, our final goal of our life, all of these are transformed on a deep level by our faith. Which means that we don't live our lives the way that the secular society around us lives. We don't seek after the things that they seek because our faith gives us an entirely different perception of reality. And so we don't seek after wealth or possessions as our highest end. We don't place our careers or sports above the worship of God or our responsibilities to our church like the rest of society does. But our faith directs our lives in a very different way. So what are some of the different ways in which faith transforms the way that we live and our values? Well, the first one would simply be coming to Mass every Sunday. The very act of coming to Mass is an act of faith because it means that we believe that God exists, and we're coming here because we believe in the reality of the Eucharist, that it's truly the body and blood of Jesus Christ that he gives us on this altar. And we make a choice to be nourished by the grace of God and to worship and adore our Heavenly Father. And so, because we have a worldview of faith, we center our lives on the Mass and the worship of God, the way that the rest of society doesn't do. The second way in which we walk by faith is by staying true to the Catholic Church. That requires an act of faith to realize that the Catholic Church is more than a human institution. The Catholic Church was not founded by human beings. The Catholic Church is the mystical body of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the head, and the church is his mystical body. And we enter into the church through the sacrament of baptism, in which, through the power of God, we're incorporated into Jesus Christ. And so, it takes an act of faith because when we see the church around us, it can often look imperfect if we look at it from a human level. If we look at our parishioners around us, we're flawed human beings. And there's going to be friction in every parish. There's going to be friction in people's relationships. If we look at the leaders of our church, there's going to be times where our church leaders are not teaching proper church teaching or living the moral life that we'd hope for the leaders of our church. There's always going to be problems in the church. But Jesus Christ never leaves his church. He promised that the Holy Spirit would be with the church and would guide it to all truth. And he promised that the church would never be destroyed or never overcome by the forces of darkness. In our gospel today, Jesus uses a very interesting image, an interesting parable. He talks about the mustard seed as an image of the kingdom of God or of the church. And it's a very tiny seed. But it's an interesting analogy because I was looking at some images of mustard plants. And they're basically these giant overgrown shrubs. And they don't look very good. You know, they can be up to 20 feet tall, but usually up to 8 feet. And they're as wide as they are tall. So they're like these big overgrown shrubs. And they look like they need to be pruned a little bit. And I think that's an interesting image that Jesus Christ gives, an interesting parable for the church. Because when we see the church from a human level, there's going to be imperfections. It's going to need to be pruned. But the church in eternity is immaculate and glorious. And Jesus Christ calls his church, his bride, to be with him for all eternity in the banquet of heaven. And so that requires an act of faith on our part to see beyond the human elements of the church and to realize that the church is more than that. It's the mystical body of Christ. It's God's instrument of salvation for the world. And so one of the ways in which we walk by faith is by realizing what the church truly is from God's perspective. Another way in which we walk by faith for our families is openness to life. You know, that's countercultural today. There's a very antagonistic view towards life and towards procreation. Birth rates have fallen to tragic levels in the United States in general and here in Logan County in particular. We're in a real crisis in terms of plummeting birth rates. But we don't follow that path because through the lens of our faith, we recognize that every single human being is created and willed by God. And every single person is unique. And every single person from the first moment of their creation has an immortal soul. They are created to live forever. And every single person is a gift to the church, a gift to their family, a gift to the world. Every one of us is a gift. And so as Christians, we don't fall into that mentality thinking that procreation is bad or is evil because we recognize that God wills the world to fill and abound with life. And so we welcome and we cherish life. And so our families should be formed by that value, not only bringing life into the world, but then also passing the faith on to our children as the first priority. There is no greater gift that a parent can give to their children than the gift of faith. And how else do we walk by faith? Well, St. Paul in the second reading, when he talks about walking by faith, one of the things that he talks about is our judgment. At the moment of our death, we will stand before the throne of Jesus Christ, and we will be judged according to our deeds. We call that the particular judgment. Each one of us will stand as individuals before the throne of Christ. And we'll be judged according to whether we've lived by the moral laws or not, whether we've done evil or we've done good. You know, St. Paul doesn't teach salvation by faith alone. Faith is necessary for salvation, but ultimately we'll be judged by our works. And so the way in which this transforms our view is in the way that we live our lives. We live knowing that our ultimate purpose is to love and to serve Jesus Christ, and that we will one day stand before him and have to answer for our deeds. And so we live in a way so that when we leave this world, we can stand before Jesus Christ with a pure conscience. And if we nurture the virtue of love of God, if we love Jesus Christ above all things in this world, then to stand before Christ, we will be standing before the one that we love above all things. And so what a blessing it is to live a life of love of Jesus Christ and to be able to stand before him one day on the day of our judgment with a pure conscience. That's the way that we live our lives as Christians. And so for us, we don't fear death. We know what we were created for. And so, as St. Paul says, we are courageous because we have hope. And so, as we reflect upon this, this passage from St. Paul today, we walk by faith, not by sight. We don't fall into the false values that so many people are seeking within our society. We recognize the importance of worship and adoration of God as the center of our life. The importance of the church as the mystical body of Christ. The importance of openness to life. And the importance of living a life of holiness and of goodness and of love of Jesus Christ, so that one day we can stand before him with a pure conscience.